Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, March 26. Coming up, 3D seismic vessel now in Jamaica. Tourism Minister says Blue Mountain Coffee Festival a blueprint to market Jamaican products and NHF to roll out quick prescript app. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
Now the news. A state-of-the-art 3D seismic vessel, Polarcus Adira, is now in Jamaican waters to carry out a seismic survey to determine the way forward for the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program. Under the direction of Tullow Oil, marine geophysical company Polarcus will undertake detailed data gathering over a 2,250 square kilometer area within the Walton Morant block south of Jamaica. The vessel will navigate the area using a sound-based method to generate detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor, which will be analyzed to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley led a delegation on a tour of the vessel on Friday, noting that the 3D survey is a historic moment for the country.
We are very encouraged. It is the first time that we are actually moving to this level of exploratory work. And so we are very pleased with the level of support, collaboration with Tullow.
The survey will last for an estimated 50 to 60 days and forms part of the 2014 production sharing agreement between the PCJ and Tullow Oil. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival will serve as a blueprint to increase consumption of local produce. Minister Bartlett says Jamaica's diverse culinary offerings and assorted applications of various food items will be attractive to visitors. He says hosting more festivals on the island will serve as a marketing tool to attract more visitors and help the country retain a greater share of the tourism dollar.
So we want to bring the world here, not just to drink our coffee beverage, but also to experience the salubrious climate of Newcastle and the Blue Mountain, to enjoy our eco-biodiversity, and to ensure that when they leave, they know that Jamaica is more than a beach. It's a wonderful country.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News at the recently concluded Blue Mountain Coffee Festival held at Newcastle in St. Andrew. The National Health Fund, NHF, expects to roll out the Quick Prescript mobile app within another few weeks. Quick Prescript will help reduce wait times and improve efficiency at drugstore pharmacy locations. The Quick Prescript app is one of the newest strategies being implemented by the agency to improve service delivery at drugstore pharmacies. Health Promotion and Public Relations Manager Shermaine Robotham says the app will help reduce backlogs and speed up the filling of prescriptions.
It works in a similar way to WhatsApp. You take a picture of your prescription and you send it to us via the Quick Prescript app. So you can submit it that way using your smartphone, but we'll also be putting in place some Quick Prescript kiosk at selected locations, maybe about 35 or so locations. So patients who do not have smartphones, they don't get left behind.
The NHF Quick Prescript application will be available to users via the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. And former Prime Minister Edward Siaga is expressing gratitude to the government for the decision to name the North-South Highway in his honor.
It joins together two of my most important and the biggest developments. And so it's very logical. And I'm thrilled that it's a highway that is so beautifully done, and I congratulate the builders and the Prime Minister for making this possible for me.
Mr. Siaga was speaking with JIS News following an announcement by Prime Minister Andrew Holness to rename the highway. Prime Minister Holness made the announcement at a ceremony for the rededication of the Bustamante Museum at Tucker Avenue in St. Andrew on March 22. Mr. Holness, who officially opened the North-South Highway in 2016, says Cabinet gave approval on Monday, March 19 to make the renaming possible. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.